What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
She's alive. She's alive. I cannot believe it. Tonight we find out what actually happened to Quinn on your Scandal After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Yes. Hey. Freedom. Mm-hmm. Hey. What's up, everyone? Welcome to your Scandal After Show. I'm your host, Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and, of course, on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Hey, guys. You know me. I'm Paris Rose. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Paris Rose with two R's and on Twitter at Paris Rose TV.
Hey guys, I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
Yes, ooh. And we're missing our girl Christine. Yes. Shout out to you. We will see you next week. Guys, my God. Yeah. I think all of our jaws are like dropping, yes. Like pick it back up.
Yeah.
What an episode.
Yes, finally. Something that got me like finally pulling on my emotions again. Ooh. Oh, I love
that. We learn so much. Yeah. Well, first off, we are live in chat. So you guys go ahead and hit us up. If you're watching, we have a first time viewer, Felicia. What's up?
Hey, Felicia.
Thank you so much for watching. You guys are rolling in and we want to know what you think of this episode as we dish about it. All right, guys. So we start off the episode. First off, we get to roll back,
yes,
and figure out, mm-hmm, what is going on exactly with Papa Pope, with Quinn. Mm-hmm. Was there an agreement with Olivia? Why did she give him his bones back? So many questions that I feel like we've had, especially last week.
Yes.
That was really answered. Okay, so let's start off. So what did you guys think of, first off, Papa Pope and this crazy dinosaur that he's talking to this entire episode?
Yes. Okay, so I really was kind of slow with that damn dinosaur. I thought he was losing his mind.
Yes.
I was a man, so now he's talking to the dinosaurs because he misses his bone so much. I really did not think there was a camera in there at all. I thought he was crazy.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm confused. Does he know there's a camera in there? Like, does he know that he's talking to Olivia?
That's a good question.
Because I kind of kept going back and forth.
I think he knows he's talking to someone. Well, he knows it's not Olivia. Because when he was talking to it, when he was waving the guns around, he was like, so you puppets in there, whoever's watching. So he knows it's not Olivia, but he knows someone who's working for Olivia is watching.
Really? I don't think so.
He spoke directly into it.
He was.
He told them to come, and that's when Olivia was like, oh, so you summoned me.
Right. I don't know. It's weird because for a second I was like, does he know? But then I thought that he literally was just really psychotic. Like, he wants his bones and his dinosaur is so bad that he's willing to talk to this crazy, you know, person. Because my thing is, why give away your plan in a sense? Like, I felt like he was revealing things through the dinosaur. He was pulling out all of his guns. He was like, oh, I wasn't going to kill her, but now I am. What am I going to do? He was sweating and kind of showing his terrified side. So I don't know. That's a good question, Tessa.
Well, because that's what I thought at first. But then the fact that he kept going back to it, it made me think that, oh, maybe he's, like, you know, smarter, ahead of the game, you know, like he always is.
Mm.
And he did know that they were there, and he was revealing just enough information to make it seem genuine or whatever.
Yeah.
So that kind of tripped me up by the end of the episode, because I couldn't tell for sure whether or not he knew.
Yeah, that's a good point. And like you said at the end, when he was like, I got new guns, what you gonna do? And Jake was like, okay. And I'm assuming that's the summon because we actually never saw a telephone call. Right. So that's a good point.
But my question would still be, though, why would Jake not warn Olivia that he has a gun? Or did she just not care? Because when he pulled it out on her, she was like surprised. So wouldn't he tell her, oh, and he's got like a shotgun, he's got two guns?
I'm pretty sure he told her because that was part of the summoning, but I don't think she was surprised that he had a gun. She was surprised that he pulled it out on her.
Yeah.
Cocked it back at the head of your daughter.
Yeah, that was my second thought.
Yeah. Ooh. That's crazy. Okay, so we start off the episode with him literally going into the store, buying a suitcase to drag Quinn's body away, and then they show us the elevator scene. Were you guys surprised that it actually was Papa Pope and not one of his minions that kidnapped Quinn?
No, because I think at this high of an importance, like, it's Quinn. Like, right. He's going to do it himself. He's not going to send someone else to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, but it was just, like, eerie seeing him waiting with just his eye, like, poking out. It was kind of scary to watch him, but I wasn't surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, how did she fit in that suitcase?
Right. He must have really cramped her up.
Like, she's pregnant.
Very pregnant,
yeah,
too.
She's also pregnant.
That's funny. But I always chuckle as I think of, like, old, you know, Papa Pope, like, jumping down from the shaft of the elevator, all, you know, like, he's back in his young days. I'm like, oh, okay. That's hilarious to think about. Okay, so he gets Quinn, you know, just easily walks out into the parking lot with her. Okay, then it cuts to him being in the bunker. Mm-hmm. This bunker is actually quite hidden. I mean, I was very impressed by, you know, all of the, you know, the coding and stuff. Because
right.
I thought about it, because I think we kind of discussed the week before, like, instead of Jack, you know, luring Rowan out to the car to have this conversation, why not that be a diversion to get into the house to find Quinn? But then it's like, would they have been able to get through the bunker?
Oh, true. Would they have even found it?
Yeah. Like, you know,
actually, that button wasn't really that hidden. It had, yeah, like, a bag over it, and that's it. So,
yeah, a little dryer sheet.
But how much does Jake really care?
It's a great question.
Because, okay, I feel like throughout this season, like, they're playing that fine, or he's playing that fine line with Olivia of, like, oh, are we working? Like, are we co-workers? Yeah. Are we more than that? I think that debate's been going on, so I don't know how loyal he is to her in a way. I mean, I know he is, but there's just a certain part of me that thinks right now.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I don't know who I was thinking. Who is he more loyal to? Mm-hmm. Is he team Papa Pope or is he team Liv?
Yeah.
I really can't tell.
I would say team Liv. And I just have this unwavering level of commitment from him for some reason. I just feel like he's been the one constant in Olivia's journey. As command, he's been guiding her, and regardless of who steps in, like, do this, do that, he was like, I serve one person, and it's Olivia. So I felt like he's done a really great job of making that clear, which is why I love Jake. So that was, like, really interesting to me. But then also, you notice, someone got into the house because they got all of his guns. What did y'all think of that? So when Papa Pope came in, and he was searching, right after this conversation we're talking about, he was like, you know, kind of expect the unexpected with Olivia. And Papa Pope pondered on that. Like, what does that mean exactly? Then he went, boom, gun missing underneath the couch. Boom, gun missing in the wall. Boom, gun missing. They kept, they took his guns. How did they do that?
You know, I didn't even think about it for a moment. I just let it happen in my head.
Yeah.
That's great. They have the best team.
Yeah. They got in. Yeah. So I was like, ugh. Like, in my heart, I was like, why could they have captured Quinn?
But right after that, he talks to the dinosaur, correct? So to me, it was like he knows they're watching. Because why would he go straight and talk directly into the little dinosaur?
It's like a camera, or he's just crazy. But don't you love when he was doing the little jig? Oh, don't mess with Papa. Whatever he was doing.
He was Harlem shaking, for real. It was too funny.
That was so funny. Oh, my God. So funny. So he makes a friend at the store. He makes a friend at the store, and which was halfway smart to me. I'm like, okay, I get it. So there's no trail of you buying all of these baby items, but you're still in the store. So are you destroying this video footage?
Thank you.
Like, I was thinking they were going to make a little parking lot trade, and then the guy was to go, you know.
Yes.
He was just, like, really in the store. So what do you guys think of that relationship and that strategy?
I felt really bad for the employee, and I was like, man, how is he going to get out of this? I mean, you know, Papa Pope's going to do something crazy with those guns and something crazy with all of this. And I thought, well, at least there's cameras. So, like, I was, like, really thinking, like, the real world. There's cameras. He can pull that back up and prove his innocence.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Papa Pope was going to end up killing him. I didn't think that would be a part of the plan at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I literally wrote this down. Seeing Papa Pope in the store was just so jarring to me for some reason, because I think we get so used to these characters in their own little like secret world that seeing him in a department store, I don't know why it freaked me out so much, but it did, because I think we always see them living the secret life, not in like the public eye.
Yeah.
So for some reason, that was odd to me.
Just even with the ball cap on?
Yeah.
And he's smiling. Like,
oh, yeah, he is a person.
Right. It definitely humanized him. And even when he went into the bar to meet up with his friend and having like normal conversation, it's like,
it was just for some reason caught me so off guard.
Eating peanuts at the bar, drinking a beer.
And his backstory, like,
I know.
Yeah. I was like, is that real? No.
Oh, Damascus.
But you know what was kind of cool? I felt that they were having a real moment, not just him pretending like he's bonding.
Yeah.
And it was cool that he actually, after killing him, said, like, this was my friend. I'm like, so they were bonding. He really was feeling a connection. Maybe him calling him good really spoke to his heart.
Not enough to not shoot him. Spoke to his heart for a minute. So Carmen Williams in our chat makes a really good point. She said that she thinks that Jake had planted the camera without Papa Pope knowing. And that's why Jake said that he wasn't as smart as he thought. So perhaps at the beginning, Papa Pope didn't know that it was a camera, but as he started to process all the stuff that Jake was saying, he realized it, and then that's when he got super angry, you know, with the camera. So that may have been a clicking point. That's a really good point,
that's
Carmen.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Because he was pondering, like, what does he mean by, like, whatever Jake said, you'll never be you'll never catch up to live or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was really pondering and looking around. Maybe that's when it, like, really clicked. That's a good point, Carmen. Yeah. I like that.
Because he did kind of reveal all the guns on camera accidentally. He's like, hey, I got a gun here, got a gun there. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Fascinating.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, fascinating. So Papa Pope, you know, he, you know, talks to Quinn, right? So first off, it was very nice having Quinn back.
Yes.
You know, this episode, she's so pregnant and so cute. Yes. You can see it on every little aspect of her
so
little
pregnant.
Lips. But, so he's basically, you know, talking to her. And, you know, after he has this meeting with Olivia at the restaurant, which was an extended scene, which was nice. They only showed a portion of that on the original episode. He goes back and has this conversation with her. And she pretty much has her own perspective and insight. And her insight is, I'm a dead woman walking.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all take from that combo?
I don't know. I'm honestly still chewing on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that combo, I didn't know who was winning. I couldn't tell who was the smarter strategist in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for both of them to, like, have one up on the other. But that time, when she walked away, I felt like it was even.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like she was so insightful just because, I mean, she's Quinn, she trained under Olivia, she's B613, she may be pregnant, but she's not an idiot, and she's basically like, if Liv didn't make that trade immediately at the restaurant, then she's not going to make the trade, so I'm dead, my baby's dead, and guess what, you lost, because you're not going to get your freedom, is what she was telling Papa Pope, and I kind of felt like she had defeat, but at the same time, she was trying to reverse her defeat onto Papa Pope to get him upset. Because really, you wouldn't want to piss off someone who is holding you captive, right?
Yeah.
You kind of want to like soothe him, be like, oh, it's going to be okay. She'll give you what she wants. But she wanted him to fight in efforts for her to be able to fight. So I thought that was super fascinating.
Yeah.
And in the midst of everything that was happening, as she's, you know, down in the bunker being chained to the bed, here appears the ghost of Gladiator's past. You know, like they always come. They always come in a crisis.
Yes, whether they always do.
They
You're
do.
So right. Oh my god.
Whether it be Hug being shot, whether it be Olivia being kidnapped, they come in forms of illusions or dreams.
Yeah.
So, what did you guys take? You know, from all these little returns that happen.
You know, I am so childish that I was like, Huck means more to her than Charlie. Huck is really motivating her, keeping her inspired way more than Charlie is. And I was thinking, she chose the wrong one. That's like
really?
The main
oh,
thing
wow.
that I was thinking this whole time.
I thought it was sweet. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it just felt very, I don't want to say cliche, but I'm like, okay, here we go again, you know.
Yeah.
It's sweet. Helps her get all of her thoughts out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it does help. And I was trying to think to myself, like, what was the underlying reason and why this consistently happens every time someone's in a crisis? And I think the writers perhaps were trying to show us that their bond is just so intense, that they are intertwined in the most divine way, that they're connected and they depend on each other more than, you know, being a team to help others. They help each other. So I think that she could not have, you know, thought out what needed to happen. She wouldn't have come to the conclusion, oh, I have the hairpin that I can actually release myself. You know, the same, you know, when Olivia, you know, was kidnapped and she had her dream and that little tassel of the sink had dropped in front of Abby on the trail. Right. And she was like, oh, wait, that's my way to get out. Mm-hmm. Them thinking through with them, with their friends in their head is amazing.
I also think it shows how each character plays a role in QPA, OPA, because, you know, they showed Abby, they really, like, emphasized each person's character. You know, Abby being the kind of nitpicking one, about nagging her, like, oh, but you're gonna die, so you gotta do this, is how Abby is kind of uptight. And, you know, Charlie makes jokes and lightens the mood, and he might add a little fact in there, but he, you know, keeps her happy, while Huck is like, no, you gotta get out of here, you gotta do this, while also pacifying her. And I feel like that's, like, their character. So, I like that.
That's true. And Abby's, like, the tough kind of, like,
no nonsense. You know,
yeah, suck it up.
Yeah.
So Megan Grimm in our live chat, she said that when they started to show up, she thought that everything was going to be okay because of what happened with Huck in the past. So I think it kind of gives that whole serenity, you know, kind of like, okay, everything's going to be okay.
Cruz here.
A little foreshadowing to what actually happened, because that leads us to the fact that Quinn is still alive.
I knew it. I was in denial. Yes. I was like, no, she's not dead. I'm not buying it.
I had to see a body. I had to see a body.
Yeah.
Because, like, I thought, do you watch How Do I Get Away with Murder?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, Wes, and I wanted spoilers.
Well, that was last season.
But when they showed his burned body, I'm like, they showed a burned body of Wes. So there's no reason to not show Quinn.
You guys said it. And Tess, I was cracking up as I was watching this episode, because all I could think about was your face last week. And you were like, no. Like, it just was not sitting right with your soul.
No, I was so speechless last week. So I'm like, I'm not, no, I have no comments on this, because it's not true.
You're like, yeah, it didn't happen. But this whole episode, though, I was literally on the edge, because I'm like, at what point? Like, is he going to shoot her? Yeah. Like, are they getting us excited? And then boom, he's like, the baby was born, you're dead.
Yeah.
So that's why I was waiting for him. Okay, so next on this little thing, Olivia comes and kind of, you know, does that whole back and forth. He challenges, you know, Papa Pope, and she's like, you know, are you going to shoot her and blah, blah, blah. I was really shocked by just the level of fear and, like, unsurety that Papa Pope had this entire episode. He really wavered between shooting her and not shooting her. Like, he actually had a conscience.
I really think it's only because this mother, her being pregnant, and that rule that they kept emphasizing, you know, mother and children, like, men before mother and children. So I'm thinking, this must have been heavy on him, because he has a policy, and if he does kill her, he'll be breaking his policies by both killing a mother and a child. So I thought that's the only reason he could be so insecure, unsure of himself. You know, but I loved it. I was so happy to see this human in him.
I agree. And honestly, I don't know why I think this. I think part of me is like, maybe he's actually, like, getting old. I'm like, looking back and being like, what are we doing, in a way? I don't know. I think he's still in shock that Olivia is held so strong, even though at the end of the day, I think he knew that she would. I think it's always weird when you see someone fulfill what you think. And I think he's kind of struggling with that, especially because this is, like, the 120th time they've gone through this. So I don't know. I just, part of me is like, maybe he is just like an old man. He's starting to develop a little soft spot on
his... He just wants his bones.
I mean, it's true. Look how excited he was with Quinn and the baby. He's like, well, this is Liz's old room, and it's going to be happy, like, good to have another baby around. I'm like, oh, see, he is getting old.
I don't know. Probably not.
No, yeah, probably not.
I would like to.
Soft mushy side. Maybe not. Yeah, it was. I think that he really didn't want to kill her. And he was pissed that Olivia kind of put him in that predicament. And, you know, I'm happy that he decided not to. But with that, you know, Olivia, you know, she went, you know, she called the kill order on him. He went downstairs. He struggled with Quinn, which she was so precious. Her little, the pregnant Quinn with that chain was adorable. But yeah, he decided not to kill her. And, but the key to that scene was that Quinn overheard Olivia being ruthless.
Yes. We were wondering that last week. Yeah. Could she hear that? Because that would be awful. Yeah. And she heard it and sunk in, like, well, Liv's gone. It's not Liv anymore.
Yeah.
It hurt me to even hear.
Yeah.
We've been talking about how dark she has been, but really hearing her say, like, bury her, it was really hard to hear.
Mm-hmm. I know, part of me wants to see Olivia, like, the moment she left the house and see if she, like, broke down in a way, you know, because she was holding so strong, and I'm like, how long did that last? Yeah. Because I feel like if it's Olivia, she went into her car and just was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because even her reaction from the gunshots was as if she was shot, how she kind of, you know, wilted over, like, in agony, but she had to pull it together. And the crazy thing is that, you know, when Quinn makes her return, there's no out for Olivia. She cannot say anything. They're going to think, OPA is going to think that Olivia killed Quinn. Quinn is going to be like, she actually did let me go. Like, there's no talking out of it. There's no like, oh, I was trying to negotiate with my dad. Like, she's done. She's done. She has no alibi, no excuse, no nothing in this case. So Quinn, she goes into labor and, you know, I was actually really surprised that Papa Pope let her out of the dungeon. I was happy about that. She goes into labor and then, you know, he kind of, you know, stops her from, you know, leaving and going to the hospital. And then he calls that guy to deliver the baby. And that was all very weird.
That was weird. I did not see that coming. No, I really did not.
I was just thinking, how did he talk the guy into this? Like, how did he explain there's some girl in my basement and she's having a baby and I can't bring her to the hospital? What did he say to this good man to actually get him to deliver this baby?
I was thinking the same thing. And they're different races, too. So it's just like, this is not his daughter. Like, because he kept saying it was a daughter who was buying all this. That was odd.
Yeah.
That was. I think that he probably lured him there just by saying, like, oh, could you bring over the stuff? Or, oh, I need your help. And then he got there like, oh, she's in labor. Could you do something now? Seeing the person, he wouldn't be like, she's not a black daughter. I'm not going to help. Of course, he was still going to help. And then he would not dare bring up race after Papa Pope put him in the corner and implied that he was racist for not buying him a gun.
Exactly.
He wouldn't dare fight that. Oh, my gosh.
He played the race card there.
He did in, like, the worst way.
Yes.
The worst way.
I honestly, you guys, when Quinn came down and saw him dead, I, for some reason, thought it was Charlie for a split second. And I thought we were, like, jumping ahead to, like, a resolution from when they were fighting in the bedroom. Which is dumb because I knew they just came from the bedroom.
Yeah.
But I would, like, had this weird moment where I, like, honestly thought it was Charlie for a second. I was like,
oh, God, yeah.
Wow. What just happened? Then it was Marv.
Well, thank God that didn't happen. Dang.
Yeah, that was... Whew.
But now that I think about it, I'm not surprised he killed him because
he
had no choice.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
He bought all the stuff. He bought the guns. Yeah. He delivered this baby. Poor Marv. May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
So, and then there was this interesting moment when Quinn went downstairs and had saw the body, and she kind of quickly snapped out of, you know, the little phases that you guys are going into, like, oh, Papa Pope's so sweet, oh, he's so nice, he's getting old. She quickly snapped out of that thought and was like, oh, wow, you actually killed this innocent man. And but then she had to switch her mind because I was thinking, like, Quinn, you've kind of killed a lot of people too. You know, like, you guys, this is what you do.
That is true. I think that's what Papa Pope was saying. Like, please don't. Like, you can't tell me anything. And he did it to protect them.
Yeah. So it's like, I think that she realized it and she snapped out a mother load to, you know, B613 assassinator. And she started to help him, which was weird too. Because, like, she's like trying to wipe, you know, the blood with this baby. It's like, that's so cute.
Too funny.
She's so cute. So, yeah. So, Quinn is alive, guys.
Yes. And so, last week, we forgot our Shady Boots moment.
Yes.
And so, this week, I don't want to forget it.
Yes.
And I think, at first, I thought I didn't have any.
Oh, hey, there we go. We're ready. Hey.
Oh.
These boots on the walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Okay. Always love to sing that one. But at first I thought I had none, but now I realize I have three.
Whoa! Really? In this episode?
Well, yes. I gotta give it to Quinn when she just had like a really fun monologue where she's like, I'm like 700 months pregnant, I need to eat, I need to do this. I just thought it was really funny and like just shade thrown at Papa Pope.
Yeah,
I thought Papa Pope was real shady throwing that race card unnecessarily. For no reason. And then just the last one obviously has to be Liv for saying bury her, just done with her friend like that. So yeah, they all get their Shady Boots moment. For me. Sorry, I was a Shady Boots hog. Right?
No, those are good ones.
I mean, I'd have to piggyback off of the Liv one, because...
Shady. Shady. Low down and shady. My Shady Boots would actually go to Ghost Abby. Because, she was like, you know, trying to be tough on Quinn, and they're like, you know, be nice. She's like, okay, yeah, let's be nice. Let's just watch her die. She's like, so I was like, ooh, Abby.
Shade.
Low blow.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
So, yeah, so you guys let us know what your Shady Boots are, please. Yes. Post it so that we can read through them. That would be great. All right, so Quinn is alive. Mind blown. What do you guys think is going to, like, transpire next? Like, okay, there was some talk in the chat about where do people think Quinn was when Charlie arrived at the house at the end of last episode, heard the baby crying, ran up, baby was there, but no mama. Was she in the closet? Like, was she hiding? Like,
that's what I was going to say, is even though she's alive right now, we still have a time frame that she could have been killed.
Yeah,
true.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
because I really don't know where she would have been during that time when Charlie came to the house. Yeah, maybe. I can't think of a.
If she would have heard. I mean, she knows that she can't be seen because it would ruin the entire plan and endanger her and her baby. Essentially, she could have hidden. She could have been in the bathroom. She could have been in the basement getting supplies. You know, I don't know.
But if she was, like, free and she heard Charlie's voice, why wouldn't she... I mean, maybe that's how... Maybe she does pop out of nowhere and we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. You know what? And just... You make me think about something. When she had realized all of the 2 months... 2 years worth of clothing, baby clothing that Papa Pope had, I was surprised that Quinn didn't, like... run out the front door with the baby instead of going down to the basement. You know, she went down there like, oh, you're cleaning. She should have just escaped.
I know. But maybe she's too weak. I don't know.
I feel I was just going to say, I feel like she's had opportunity perhaps to escape because Papa Pope, he got his bones back. Yes. He's now back at his office. But I think that she does understand that she can escape, but she could be back in the same position or someone else can be endangered because this is a battle with Olivia. Mm-hmm. So as long as Papa Pope has given her the insurance that she will be safe, then boom.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Liv's not really going to protect her at this point. So where is she going to run to?
Yeah.
Because she probably knows that Charlie's under Liv in a way.
Yeah.
But still, your question is unanswered. Why does he get his bones back? No, sorry, not that question. But why does he get his bones back?
Thank you. You know, I am still as perplexed last week as I am this week, I must say, because I was listening closely to this agreement. And when he came back in the room after shooting Quinn, he goes, okay, I've killed her. You hold up to your agreement. I get my freedom. I'm like, no, that was not the plan. I don't understand this. I don't. It was supposed to be, you turn over Quinn, I give you your freedom. You turn over Quinn, you get your bones. Not you kill Quinn and you get your bones.
Yeah. Because last week I was kind of saying, like, it makes sense to me. I get it. But I'm like, you know, I was really paying attention this week so I can really understand. And you were really right. I mean, that was not the agreement. It makes absolutely no sense. Does Liv just not really care that much about Quinn? So she's like, I'm going to give him his bones. Like, it really doesn't make sense. That's the one question that's still unanswered.
I don't have any comment on that either.
Yeah. Like, I literally, and I was just hoping within everything inside of me that it was going to be answered this week.
It wasn't.
I was hoping for you too. Especially as they brought up everything over again. I was like, yeah, she's going to have her answer.
Yes. No. Okay. So we don't know what's happening with the bones, people. If you guys have any theories about these freaking bones, please write it in the comments, tweet us, you know, slide into the DMs. Let us know what you think because I am going crazy about these bones. All right. So, shall we move into predictions?
Yes.
Who do we have a little prediction? Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What are my predictions?
So, I don't want to jump the gun too much, but going ahead to the little sneak peek we saw of next episode with the intervention. I truly think someone's going to spill the beans about... Well, actually, I want to pause. I want to go back to the flash drive from the episode before. Yeah. And I think the flash drive will lead to this intervention. Because I feel like there's going to be something very unique on it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of no longer think that it's the Olivia-Rowan conversation.
Okay.
I think it's the Olivia... Quinn conversation.
Mm. Wait, which conversation did you think before?
I thought it was the one where Olivia, like the one that kept replaying in this episode where she...
Oh, in the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But now you think it's going to be the Liv and Quinn under... With the hairpin?
Okay.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, so I think we're going to get... We're not going to get anything about Quinn and Rowan. I think we're going to pass that next week with the intervention. I feel like Huck this time will call her out, but I feel like Liv is already prepared for it, that she has a response, and then they're going to pull out the flash drive to prove whatever Huck is trying to prove. Mm-mm. That's what I feel. I don't think it is the cause of the intervention. I think it's going to be used as, like, we're giving you a chance to come clean, but since you didn't, bam.
I like that better. Interesting.
Okay, so we're all on the same page. I have a twist of a version.
Okay.
I do think that... I still think that the hard drive consists of the conversation with Quinn and Olivia at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. However, it was Huck that found it last week. And I think that next week, he's not going to reveal it to everyone. I don't think anyone else has listened to it. I honestly think that he is going to give Olivia an opportunity to come clean before perhaps exposing his evidence to her directly and not put her on Front Street. Okay. Like, I think that he wants to allow for her to have that type of breakthrough because she has given him so much grace in the past when he has done stuff like, I don't know, kill the jurors on the bus and things like that. That has been really crazy. I think that using Fitz was kind of low. Lord, you got Olitzers. You finally get your Vermont.
Oh, so you wrong
for
that.
Not the one we wanted.
No jam there.
Oh, yeah.
No jam there.
That's sad. Yeah. Do you think this intervention is going to actually work? Is it going to do anything to Liv?
No. I don't. Because it's Liv.
I don't.
I think she's going to panic. I think it's going to set off a lot of red flags that she did not see before. I don't think Jake was in this, in that scene. So her shield isn't there. Mm. And I think that they have a lot of damage control to go back and do. Yeah. I think she's going to poke them all. She's going to, you know, be like, no, I didn't. But I do think my father had something to do with it. I think she's going to twist it and blame Rowan. I think that she's going to try to set up a whole thing where her hands are clean. And then she's going to handle it.
You know who wasn't there either? I didn't see Charlie.
I didn't either.
I didn't see.
I did remember that.
Well, I mean, can't have him there and be like, did you kill Quinn?
True.
Oh, and
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. It just came
what
to
is
me.
It?
What if? Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm waiting.
I literally was like, oh, well, remember Charlie just got into that fight with Rowan. What if Rowan holds Charlie captive and he's reunited with Quinn, but they both have to be like in the dungeon together, and then they can be like a little family, but just like in secret?
Ooh. Dang.
Ooh, maybe that's why Charlie isn't there. Maybe he's with his baby.
It's possible.
Maybe Rowan was like, you can't tell nobody, but this is your son.
Okay. Okay, maybe, yeah, maybe they've all worked out a little plan together.
Ooh, can that happen, please? That'll be cool. Just like another level to this
family.
Yeah, just like
a blended family. Yeah, okay. It could work.
Okay, what do you guys think?
Gosh. Yes.
All right. Predictions. There
I'm
you go.
Into yeah, it. I'm
there
into
it. Is. Yes. Okay. So. This has been a great episode. Yes. So many questions answered. Quinn is alive. Quinn is alive.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. And so thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for commenting. Be sure to like the video and to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV Dramas channel. And we will see you guys next week. I've been your host, Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Hey guys, I'm Paris Rose. You can find me on Insta and Snap at Paris Rose and on Twitter at Paris Rose TV.
And I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.